Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I am very, very excited. It's a Friday, and man, that is that's cool. That's cool because that means I have the whole weekend. No, I don't. There's never a day off here. It's just a constant. I feel like Sisyphus with the stone up the side of the mountain, but that's okay because, you know, I like the stone. No, we've got a very cool show today. It's fantastic. We're going to be talking about a film that just, it's a mind-bender film. I don't know if that's a genre category or not, but it bent my mind definitely when I watched it. We've got one of the actresses from that film here, one of the stars of it, Miss Syra Barton. Syra, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I should let people know that the name of the movie is What Death Leaves Behind. Syra, this is a crazy movie.
Yeah. I love that it bends your mind. I'll imagine how I felt when I read the first script. I mean, it just blew my mind. And just like you, as soon as I read that first script, I thought, I have to be a part of this project. It truly takes some amazing twists and turns, and it's really unexpected. And I just love the ride.
I'm telling you, I am not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade, but everybody who knows me knows that I'm a movie nerd. I'm one of those guys that's building the outdoor theater in their backyard. I make my friends watch movies with subtitles. You know, I'm that guy. And
you're my kind of guy. Yes, I love that.
Well, one of the things the other thing that goes into this equation is I'm of a certain age now. I'm getting there. I've seen a lot. And I just get real bored seeing the same thing over and over again. And when I watched your guys' film, What Death Leaves Behind, it reminded me, not that I had seen it before because I hadn't seen anything like it before, but it could have fit right in with Hitchcock or something, you know, one of the classics.
Oh, wow.
Like that. And I was just really, really into it. And I had your guys' producer of the film on the show last month, Rachel Afori, and
yes.
I did not realize. Now, here comes the weird mind-bending part. I thought, well, that's just a crazy movie, and, you know, it's just a movie. It's, you know, it was weird, but, you know, what a concept. And then she said, well, you know, this is kind of based on supposedly a true thing that happened to somebody we knew. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. Yes.
So Jamie, I had the same experience. I'll share mine because, oh boy, we're starting to have so much in common. This is great. I was on location filming when I got a chance to just chat a little bit with our wonderful executive producer, Chad Morton. And, you know, I went to him and I said, I just have to reach out. I mean, this script is phenomenal. I'm so happy I can be a part of it. And he says, well, you know, it's based on true events. So I thought, I'm sorry, what? So my mind just kind of went, wait, this happened. And if anybody's lucky enough to go to any of the screenings and have Chad talk about the story behind it, it really, I mean, I got goosebumps when he told me, and I was already on location. I had no idea that it was based on a true story. And he started going into detail about, you know, that this happened to his cousin. He went into his cousin's background, the phone calls he would get, the nightmares. I mean, oh my goodness. Let's talk about Johnny Alonso and Aaron O'Brien. And this is a compliment to them. They haunt my dreams. They're phenomenal. But I really was, my mind was blown, and I was already on location when Chad told me about it.
That's crazy. We have some good friends of our, me and my fiance Danny, we have some very good friends of ours who watch our house when we go out of town. Our dog likes them, you know, it's one of those deals, and she doesn't kind of like anybody else. Besides us, you know, so it's a match made in heaven. We like them a lot too. Yeah, it's just outstanding. But anyway, they have, and I've met the guy a couple times, they have a good friend of theirs who got a kidney transplant. Now, this guy's on my Facebook and stuff, you know. So when I watched this film and then, you know, I found out Rachel told me about that and everything, I was like, so I'm looking at his, I felt like I was stalking him or something. You know what I mean? I'm looking at his his posts on Instagram. Aww. And I'm like, has he posted anything weird? Has he been having any weird dreams? You know, because I'm, and I want to ask him, but I don't. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, hey, I know you don't really know me, but.
Listen, not to be creepy, but can we go into this very personal type of conversation? Why don't we? No, I started doing research after that day that Chad told me about it. I went back and I had a Christmas break before I went back in to film, and I started doing some research in the film. We filmed a lot of it in Philadelphia and Delaware, shout out. And my mom lives in Philadelphia. And I was trying to explain to her, Mom, it's not that easy for me to come and like have lunch with you because I'm basically, you know, I'm working 12, 16-hour days and I just, you know, I don't know when lunch is going to happen. It's kind of like whenever. It's hard to explain that to your mom and not get in trouble, right? So she says, so what's this film about? And I tell her about the transplant, but then I tell her about the cell memory part of it. And my mom got really quiet. And I've told this story to Chad before. My mom got really quiet, and I said, Mom, what's going on? And she said, Shira, my mom had a blood transfusion from my dad.
Okay. Hey, shout
and
out to your dad.
My dad passed in 97, but he donated blood to save my mom's life, and thank God it worked. And my mom said, yes, ever since then, I've been having these horrible nightmares. It doesn't happen all the time, but about war. And my dad served in Vietnam. He was a Marine.
Oh, man.
Yes. And she went into detail. And once again, I mean, I still talk about it. I still get goosebumps from it. It just kind of freaks me out a little bit. And she says, you know, I can see it so clearly. And it's like, I live it. I wake up and, you know, I'm shaken up. I'm so scared. I still kind of just see fire and hear guns. And every time she talks about it, it just freaks me out. But I did my research, and to have it hit so close to home for me. And the silver lining was, I told my mom, listen, so dad passed, but you have a part of him and you. So that's really beautiful. It's the continuation of life, that type of thing. But I would have never known about cell memory had it not been for this film, which is why I think it's so important that it had to be told. And my mom would have never told me about this very personal part of her life. Boy, I hope she's not listening. Sorry, Mom. I'm just sharing your life. You know, just ask what
okay.
I do.
We'll be posting her Facebook, everybody. I'm kidding. I'm joking. We're not going to do that.
Instagram,
we're not going to bug Cyrus' mom.
Give her a follow. Send her a private message. You know, just make yourself comfortable. Why don't you? It's all good.
All the movie nerds are going to be mailing her. Oh, man.
It's just what this movie does. It's so thought-provoking, and to have it hit so close to home and understand, wow, this film is relatable, and it's not just the scary part of it, the life that he lives, the normal life of this good, genuinely good life with his amazing uncle played by Christopher Mann. I mean, is there any other person who's such a gentleman on or off camera and such an incredible cast. I told everyone that everyone needs a best friend like Andrew, Vincent Young, who's incredible. He just kills it at everything. But just in telling the story and the love that went into it, because it was written with love by Chad and the team, and to have Rachel obviously loves what she does. Scott Hamilton, I mean, he's our teddy bear. We love him so much. Every single person from the team, cast, crew, family, friends, have put so much love into it, which is why I think that it's been received with so much love. It's such a beautiful circle.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to mention, we have a link to the website, whatdeathleavesbehind.com. Very easy to get to, ladies and gentlemen. And when you go, one of the first things you see on the website, it's a phenomenal website too, by the way. I'm an old man, and sometimes, man, I have all these weird friends, weirdo artist friends and stuff, and they make these websites that are just crazy. I'm like, well, I tried to listen to your music, but I couldn't find it. They're like, well, did you give the monkey a banana in the tree and go through the tunnel? I'm like, I can't do that, man. I just want to hit. Just show me. Anyway, this website is very—it's very easily navigatable for people like me. But one of the first things you see are just accolade after accolade and success and awards and whatnot. And I mean, every film festival you guys have been in, you got an award.
It's been a really blessed run. We did really well in the festivals. I was lucky enough to go to the screening for the Capital City Black Film Festival in Austin, because I'm in Texas now. And I was so happy. I got to see Rachel. I got to see Chad. And it was received so well. You know, you can always tell the audience is just, like, they are really following through. And then I find out later that we've won Best Feature. And so I think, my goodness, I mean, how many is this? It just keeps on going. So, boy, it's been such a blessed project.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Yeah, Austin, huh? Where did you move from to Austin? Philadelphia?
I was in D.C. So I was living in the DMV. Mm-hmm. I was in the DMV area. So I drove, the 3 hours to go to Philly to go audition. Mind you, I was going to audition cold while they're having a callback session. You know, no pressure, no big deal.
Right.
Drive your 3 hours. Oh, you know, I went in and I got to meet Amanda Diaz, who plays my sister, Bianca, and God, she's so talented. She's incredible. I got to meet her during the callback, and we just clicked right away just waiting outside. And, I went in, I did my thing, I got redirected a couple of times, just so fun, got to do some improv, I love that. And I left, and I thought, I really want this part. If nothing else, at least I know I left my heart and soul into it. And that's all you can do in that 3 hour drive back and be like, you know, I did everything I could do. And then I get the call from Rachel.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month, second phone $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Let me ask you,
yes.
You know, when you were a little girl, when you were, growing up and stuff, did you think, I always ask my artsy friends this because I find it fascinating. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people, but I,
beautiful work, by the way. Beautiful.
Oh,
I'm in love with the one, the Paul Rudd one you did. Oh my God.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You captured his essence. It's beautiful. I really appreciate art. I'm not good at it, but boy, you're great.
Well, I remember, I mean, I was always a kid that drew on everything. You know, I was always drawing stuff. And I painted a lot of leather jackets for all my musician friends in high school. I think I painted the Van Halen symbol a lot. But anyway, some stranger, I was actually drawing something in a Denny's of all places, and the stranger walked up and he said, "That's amazing. I'll give you $100 for that." And that's when the light bulb went off, and I'm like, wow, I could do this for a living. Did you know, like were you one of those girls? I grew up with 3 sisters too, so I kind of have a little inkling of insight into girls growing up, I should say. They were all, you know, in gymnastics. They were always going to something, dance class, or, you know, something. Did you know entertainment was, and acting specifically, what you were going to be doing?
Mine is a little bit, I'm sure you get a lot of, I've always known. Mine has been a little different. I was an only child. I'm an only child. And so I had such a vivid imagination. I liked playing pretend a lot. I mean, I was like a princess with the castle in the backyard,
right,
and the dragon was coming. I mean, I saw all this stuff. Maybe that's just schizophrenia. I don't know. But that's how I played.
You got both young kids, right?
You know, that's what's going on. But I started kindergarten. And one day, my kindergarten teacher was so wonderful, and she told my parents, "Hey, we're going to put up a play, And I think Shira would be great to be the lead because, you know, she's so outspoken. Yes, full lead. I mean, I didn't even know how to read. So she reached out to my parents, and my parents were always very patient with me. And they just kind of said, hey, you know, is this something you would be interested in? You would have to learn all these lines, but you get to perform it, and it's like playing pretend. I said, oh, yes, absolutely, I'm in. So I memorized the whole script. Yeah, that's quickly. I memorized the script by having my parents read it to me every day. So my parents were had to read the script to me every day. And it was long. Now that I think about it, I'm like, that was a lot for a five-year-old. But, you know, I guess it worked out.
You can't read.
Right? So I was like, I can't read yet in these words. I don't know what this means. So I did the play. The day of the play came, and I guess everybody thought I would be nervous. But my kindergarten teacher, Miss Pinheiro, I remember her, said, no, she's not going to be nervous. I picked her because she's not going to be nervous. And she likes to talk a lot, and she likes to play pretend. So she's perfect for the part. And I wasn't. I went in. I did my thing. There's video. There's some unfortunate VHS somewhere. One of the kids forgot his line, and I just kind of, you know, went over and just kind of whispered the line to him in front of everybody because nobody would notice that, right? And, you know, and off we went, and it was just so much fun. But like I said, my parents were always very patient with me. They would never throw me into anything I didn't like or I didn't want to do. I was very lucky in academics. I did very, very well. But for some reason, acting and the entertainment industry always called me. I was always in dance groups. I did a lot of plays in junior high school. I did original plays in junior high school. Yes, I did a very serious play in junior high school at the age of 14. I read the script now. I was like, that is not appropriate for a 14-year-old. But, you know, you can get away with it in the early 90s. And but, you know, everybody – right? So everyone started, you know, I go to high school and I was so busy there. I took business classes, general courses, college courses. I was so busy. I got in the dance groups again. And then it became like, what are you going to do with your life? And I don't think that's fair to ask a 17-year-old. So no. I thought, I was like, so what's the easiest thing? I'll just go into business management, I guess. I don't know. So I go into business management. I went to college. I ended up doing an internship on the Hill. It was a whole, I mean, my road has twists and turns like you wouldn't believe. And I end up working in D.C. I loved it. I moved impetuously to the D.C. area. I start working at an association out of all places. And they had a production team that made training videos for TSA. And the guys come over and they're like, hey, Shira, you know, you speak Spanish and we hear you over speakers sometimes. Like, you have a decent voice. Like, well, gee, thanks. And they said, could you mind doing some voiceovers for us? Because we don't have the person who was going to do them. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do some voiceovers for you. Anything to help out. And after that, one of the actors, they were doing a training video about sexual harassment. And they came to me again. They were like, you were so cool about the voiceover. Have you ever done acting? And I said, oh, boy, it's been years. But what happened? They said, the actor just quit on us. She's ghosting us now. And we're ready to go. We need to film this now because then we have to edit. We have to send it to the client, all that good stuff. Would you mind doing it? And I said, okay, so what do I have to do? It's like, you're just going to harass this guy. And I said, oh, yeah, I can definitely do that. I'm very good at it. So... you got to sell it. So I wouldn't harass the guy. But what I notice now is that it's always called me in some way. Even if I didn't think that was it, my road was a little different. It always kind of called me into it. And I've actually retired, quote unquote, from acting about 3 times after I started full on. But it keeps calling me back. It just doesn't stop. It keeps calling me back and calling me back. And it gets to a point where you say, okay, well, okay, I'm listening. So I should be doing this then. That's what you're telling me. I finally got it. It took this long, but I finally got it. And I am so grateful to get to do it. It's an incredible thing to live and feel somebody else's life and have that experience and gain that wisdom and then come back into your life.
Oh, that's amazing.
And
that's amazing.
It is. It's just, it's something I can't even explain how incredible that is for me and why that helps your own humanity and understanding people. Even when no one else can, you can see things that other people don't see. You can understand things that other people may not understand. You're not that quick to judge because now I'm looking into their humanity and the why. And
right.
I can kind of see it. And it's really neat to have the wisdom that you gain from being somebody else, even if for just a few minutes.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, too, is not to get all heavy or anything, you know, it's just because we're talking about cell memory and this and that. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, the world we live in, people do. They are very, we have a knee-jerk society. It's kind of evolved into that now. And it's very binary and, you know, well, it's I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Well, if everybody's right, you know, it stands to reason.
Right.
You know, and I think it's great. A lot, and you're absolutely right. A lot of my my actor friends, my thespian friends, they do. They look at different points of view and whatnot and can relate to that and aren't as quick to judge. And I never thought about it, but that's probably exactly it. They're used to being other people, you know, or at least having different perspectives and putting themselves into that situation. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
I never
thought that. Oh, well, yay. There
we
you
need
go.
More,
now
we
you
need
know
more
if
perspective.
I. If I helped you get our crazy minds and world, then I did a good thing today. It's hard.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
it's
that's a fascinating journey. So you're in D.C. You're doing all this. You're back into acting.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask. Austin. Now, Austin's a crazy town. Hey, I've been to Sixth
Ooh.
Street. I've hung out in Austin before.
Ooh.
I remember the evening in Waves, but it was kidding. Kind of.
Then you definitely had a good time.
Fantastic. How did that move from DC to Austin happen now?
It was, so I didn't move to Austin. I'm actually in Victoria, Texas, which is about 2 hours from Austin. But moving from DC, like city, hour and a half drive anywhere, leave 3 hours if you're going for an audition because you do not want to be late and I'd rather wait in the parking lot than cry in the car because I'm late, you know. Going
just,
from that, I'm
–
oh, my gosh. Traffic is brutal. So it's taught me to have water and snacks in the car and just kind of prepare, like, if you're going to be in the car forever. I just prepare. I'm prepared at all times because of my DC experience. But I'm now in Victoria is gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They call
Rolling
it they
Hill.
Call it the crossroads of Texas. So I'm close to Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Corpus. Cannot
nice.
Complain.
Yeah.
I'm an hour and a half from the beach, and this island girl's originally from Puerto Rico, so I need
that's
the ocean
girl.
Nearby. Yes, so it's amazing, and I'm noticing Texas has so much going on, too. In the film industry, it's really neat, because especially Austin, I mean, you've been there, then you know Austin is so supportive of independent films. And filmmakers
right.
and producers and actors. It's beautiful to see it. And when you go to it, you were there. So it's got the artsy feel. So you get
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain areas. And again, I'm not, you know, I don't want to sound all California and New Agey or anything. But you definitely, I've traveled a lot with my work and whatnot. And you know, you'll go to a city or whatever, and you definitely have a feel you feel, you get a sense of it, you know, a feeling like anybody who's ever been in New Orleans knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's that feeling is different than anywhere else, you know, and a lot of places are like that. Austin, I would say Austin is, if I were to put that in a category, like Austin, Savannah, Georgia, Portland, Oregon, you know, and you're right. There's this, man, people are creative and artsy. There's definitely that undertone, and you have independent film and music happening and all this stuff, and people are into it, you know, and it's very, I wish more places were like that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Oh, I know. I flew to LA just for the world premiere of the film because it was too important not to be there. So I flew there just for that. And I knew it too. I had visited LA so many times. I love it. I celebrated my 30th birthday there. It was amazing. I love LA. But I didn't experience it from an artist's point of view until I went to the premiere. And I know Vincent wrote about it too on his social media. But there was absolute magic in the air during the world premiere of What Death Leaves Behind. I mean, just magic. And
that's
it's
fantastic.
Just that feel that we're talking about was, I mean, and it stayed throughout the night. We were done with the film. We're at the beautiful Velvet Lounge. And just the magic just stayed. It was such a cool experience that, boy, I mean, if it's selfish of me to say, boy, we need more like those, because it really was, and it was just so coherent, so many artists, producers, celebrities, And then the cast, we were planning what to wear, so it was coherent. I mean, it was just so much fun. And we were always messaging with Johnny Alonso, like, hey. And it's just that type of thing. And I tell Rachel this all the time, and I give her so many accolades. She's going to get tired of me one day, I'm sure. But I tell her, it's like, you just put together such an incredible team. The team of just everybody, it's everyone supporting everyone. And you will see it on our social media, all that. I know a lot of casts have to say that or they want to say that. But for us, it's true. We've been supporting each other's careers, life events. So it's this film has brought so many people together in such a beautiful way that, you know, we're just grateful because there are relationships there. They're going to stay forever.
Well, that's fantastic, you know, and that doesn't always happen. I was telling Rachel this as well, because, you know, the cool thing about Rachel is she kind of comes from this, nobody wins unless we all win type attitude. Mm-hmm. And you don't see, especially in business, you don't see that a lot. And I wish I saw it more, because you're right. Good things come from that. You know, it's a winning formula.
Absolutely. And she empowers. She absolutely empowers.
And, you know, meeting you and whatnot, I don't think anybody on this film, maybe I'm wrong on this, but it doesn't come off that way, that you don't have any prima donnas or egos driven and all of that, all those traffic.
No.
And those are just voting, you know, to a project. This is doing so well because everybody's into it. Everybody's supporting it. They're doing what they got to do. And, you know, look at you. Here you are, Sarah, on a Friday night, man. Doing a podcast.
Hey, you know? Oh, absolutely. And happily, I will do absolutely anything for the film, anything for the team. I really, and that's how we all feel about it.
No, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, it's a great movie, and it is out, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch this. It's everybody streams now. It's just the way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming. I'm glad it did. I wish I would have thought of it. But everybody, I don't think one person I know, I mean, everybody has like a Roku or a PlayStation or something hooked to their TV, cable box.
Yeah.
We have all that and even an antenna. You know, we always have.
You know?
If the internet goes out, we're okay. We live in South Florida, so storms and stuff, you know. But we live in a time too. I know a lot of people focus on a lot of the negative stuff that you see in the news. You know, we're shotgun blasted with negativity a lot in the media. But at the same time, I hope people remember, I think we live in a golden age of entertainment. There are so many streaming platforms and opportunities for independent film and all this stuff that, and even art house and, well, you know, whatever you're into, you have access to, you know. And for content creators like yourself making movies and everything, that's fantastic, you know. You got to promote it a little more, but hey, it's out there. You know, I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think without the wonderful job that our production team and cast and crew have done promoting the film probably wouldn't have gotten the attention it's gotten. It helps that we won like every festival. That's a good indicator. That's a good indicator. We did good. But we certainly should continue to support indie films. I've watched them. I'm like you. I have watched, I love watching Bollywood films and French films and films with subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
So I can relate. And a lot of them are independent. You would never know about it. And then when you watch it, you think, my God, if somebody came to me with that idea, I would be like, here's $50 million. Please just go do it. I mean, please go do it. So it's important to support indie film. Oh boy, I will. it's important to support indie films because otherwise you wouldn't have this amazing content that is relatable, that is thought provoking, that stays with you. you wouldn't have right. that otherwise. And so it's so important to continue to support indie film.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. And the streaming platforms, you know, I just watched, like anybody, we binge watch in our house, we'll find something and, you know, I laugh so much at my girlfriend, Danny, my fiance, I should say.
Danny. Yeah. You'll get in trouble with Danny.
I'm telling you, she's not per se a movie person. Like she's like, I don't like to sit down and watch a movie. But man, she has no problem sitting down and watching four episodes of, American Horror Story or something. I'm like,
the
same amount of time as two movies would have taken. She's like, I don't want to watch
That's
a superhero
true.
Movie or your spy movie, you know? The last one, I was watching some spy thing. It was a series, and I was binge watching it, and it was all in Spanish from Spain. And I don't know, it was on, Amazon Prime or something. And I never would have seen that otherwise. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have had access to it. And I was into it. I'm like, yeah, I can. This is fantastic. You know, I loved it. But I am a movie person, though. I like a movie. And I like this movie. What I like about your guys' movie, What Death Leaves Behind, it hooks you in. And I'm just telling you this right now, ladies and gentlemen, go potty before you put the movie on, because you won't want to get up. And people say, well, you can pause a movie. Yeah, but it's not that once you don't want to. This is one of those movies that keeps you engaged in it. And so you're going to sit there for the full movie. It's just how it is.
And you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss any little details.
No.
In the film.
No,
it's so important to pick up on those little details. A lot of... aha moments. It just takes you on such a great journey.
That's right. And you're watching really good actors that really know their craft. You know, it's like you're watching a CCTV in somebody's life. You know what I mean? It is right there and believable. Even with these fantastic circumstances, I don't want to give anything away. I want people to watch it, but, it's believable, you know. It's just great work, yourself included.
Good. But really, with that cast, I love them so much. I mean, with Christopher Mann, just veteran, gentleman on and off camera, Vincent Young, oh my gosh, he is just as dreamy in person, by the way. So it's all true. Erin O'Brien, my goodness. I mean, she's riveting.
She's great.
Johnny Alonso is like iconic because he just brings such amazing depth to all his characters that there's no way you don't enjoy it. Every single person in this film really brought it.
Absolutely. It's one of those ones, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely, you know, hey, we're in the weekend now. Check this out. Stream this baby. You will
That's
get it.
True. Yeah. You can, you know, or go to the website. Yeah. Go to the website and see. I'm sure there's a showing near you. You go to whatdeathleavesbehind.com. If you go to purchase tickets, you're going to see where it is. I know it's going to Miami and Nashville. The one in Maryland's going to be really fun with Johnny Alonso. Philly is always a blast. And I just saw there's a special one in Philly on Halloween. So if you want something cool to do on Halloween, go and twist your mind around with What Death Leaves Behind. Definitely. I'm jealous. I want to spend Halloween in Philly so I can go do this for Halloween.
Do you have Halloween plans now? Or are you passing out candy to the kitties? Or what are you doing?
So I'm a mom, much like my character. I'm a wife and I'm a mom and I'm an actor. I'm so many things. So I'm a mom. I got a 9-year-old who wants to dress up as like a really scary character this year. So that's going to be neat. So I go trick-or-treating with him and I can never resist the urge to just either dress up or have some Halloween-y thing going on because I'm so festive about it. I love Halloween. We decorated our house like last weekend. We have like a whole thing going on. Love it. If it weren't for that, you know I'd be flying out to Philly just to be there for Halloween and dressed up, maybe as Aaron from the character, just for fun.
That's funny. That is funny. Oh my gosh. You could, and you could even do like things more personal, like poker playing and all of that.
Oh.
You know.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. It would be fun. Oh, that would be cool. I would go there for Halloween and just dress up as Aaron O'Brien from What Death Leaves Behind and just like go into her characters, freak people out.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
She was just in my neck of the woods last weekend. She was in Fort Lauderdale and she was posting on her social media, and I was gonna message her, but then she was in town for a wedding and I'm like, people are always, especially when they come into town for a wedding, you know, they're always busy and stuff, and I'm like, and I'm not gonna bug them, but she's great. I've had her on the show and whatnot. She's
amazing in everything. You know? When I saw her in person finally at the world premiere in LA, she was doing the red carpet and I was coming in after her, and we just gave each other a big hug. And, you know, I turned to my friend who went in with me and I said, oh my gosh, she looks like Demi Moore. This is incredible. I mean, gorgeous. I don't think the camera even pays her justice. She's just as gorgeous as she is talented.
Absolutely, absolutely, and her fella ain't bad on the
oh,
Lonnie
yeah.
Following his
I
Instagram
saw,
as well.
Did you see the post that he's gonna be on Lucifer talking about streaming?
Really?
He's gonna be on Lucifer, and that happens to be one of my favorite shows ever. So I was so excited, like liking and loving every post, and congratulations, all the emojis, all the feels. It was so cool.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. You know, that's good work too if you can get it. That is
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you've done a lot of IMDb page. I'll say that eventually, right? And, you know, your little, for those who don't know, that's kind of, it's a neat website, and it shows people in entertainment what they've done in film and whatnot, film and television, whatnot. I don't know if they mentioned, I don't think they mentioned theater work on that, but
unfortunately, no.
You were in Wanted, and, you know, all kinds of stuff since then.
Yes. I have to say, having speaking roles on House of Cards twice was not shabby. That was pretty proud of that one. I was pretty proud of that, and that I share with my great buddy Christopher Mann, because he is phenomenal in House of Cards too. I love him. He's in everything. That was real neat.
No, I have to ask, otherwise, I wouldn't be a good interviewer, which maybe I'm not. I don't know, I'm just a
fan
of the
podcast. You're great.
Well, just because I don't know any better, I don't know what you're not supposed to do. But I have to ask, and I know sometimes with movie people and whatnot, movie folk, that it's hard to talk about upcoming projects because, T's have to be crossed and I's dotted and all of this. Is there anything upcoming that you can talk about? Because I want to see more of your work.
So it's listed on IMDb. I can't technically say anything, but there is a film listed on IMDb in which I share credits, maybe with some of the cast from What Death Leaves Behind. So there is an upcoming feature film. There is another one in the works as well. So there are about two feature films that I should hopefully be working on by next year, which is exciting. And there are a couple more that are still on paper. But yes, there's going to be more on my IMDb soon. A lot of it is still under wraps. So yes, you're absolutely right. Sometimes we can't say anything about it. But at least what I can say about the one that is listed right now, I'm excited about that one because it would be my first historic film or project in general. Yes, American Sea Lot.
Rachel, she said, do a Google search on this date. And so I'm like, okay, a lot of things happened on that date, Rachel. She goes, no, in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it came up. Mm-hmm. Crazy. How did that happen?
It's that script from Tigre Hill. He reached out to me because of the film What Death Leaves Behind. He was at the very first screening in Philadelphia, and he reached out to me and said, I would like to work with you. I have the script. Would you read it? And that happens a lot, but there's something so genuine about him. He's good friends with Christopher Mann, and any friend of Christopher's friend of mine. So I said, sure, I'll take a read. And I read that so quick, and I thought, oh, my God. Gosh, I mean, this is so well researched. And then I had a whole phone conversation about it and the character. And he was talking to me about how it took him like 5 years to write it and all the archives that he went into to put it together. It's an exciting script for me. And like I said, just getting to do a period piece for me with my look, it's not really anything I expected. It's not something I expected, but I am so pleased with just being involved in it and being able to be part of something that I know, just like this film, is going to be very special.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I can't wait until you're on the show again for that one.
I love you anytime.
Our listeners are like, what the heck are they talking about? Well, you guys will find out. We stuff in the works, it's like I said, I had no idea about that that story, I was reading about it. I kind of started going, I was like, thanks, Rachel. This is the next 4 hours of my life, reading all these and whatnot. I didn't have things to do. that's okay. No, I'm kidding. But I did. I got sucked in. And it's like, I will tell you, I watched What Death Leaves Behind. And yeah, there might have been a 7 hour or so evening. I'm researching film memory.
It gets you. And you start reading the stories. And then you start reading about the stories that they mention in the film, too.
Right.
And so, more goosebumps. And so you think, this happened. This really happened. So it just, it stays with you. That's why it stays with you. That's why the film is so important. I'm so glad it was made. I'm so glad I'm a part of it, because it stays with you and it's real and it's happened. And, you know, it's so thought provoking and not just that. I mean, it's not just thought provoking, but now it opens up all these other possibilities in your mind.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's definitely worth watching, ladies and gentlemen. I give this film, and I don't review films. That's the thing. I hate people always try to get me to review films. Man, I get a lot of emails about that. I would be terrible because I love film all the time. And plus, I don't like reviewing stuff because art's subjective. You know, everybody has a different take on what they dig and this and that. And believe me, there's plenty of stuff that I probably like. Everybody's like, what the heck is that? are you kidding me? I know I think that every so often when I read certain reviews and then watch the film, I'm like, well, that guy didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I may or may not have thought that. But and then sometimes I'm like, yeah, it's spot on. This is fantastic. Checking out, folks. We also have a link. I want to let people know to the What Death Leaves Behind Facebook page. And for those not in the know, when you dig something, you dig an independent film or a band or I don't know, somebody just makes the best bread in town, you know, or selling really good apples. Like and share their face or their social media pages. It's so important. Mm-hmm. We live in an algorithm world, and this helps. Mm-hmm. Helps get the word out. Besides, your friends are probably digging what you dig anyway because they're your friends, you guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well,
it's great. They've done such a terrific job with all around. It's been wonderful.
I'm telling you, Rachel and them, she should do a Learning Annex class, you know. Here's the right way to promote a movie.
I know she would be so great at it. I watched one of her interviews where she's talking about leadership, and I'm so glad somebody interviewed her about that, because she had such great insight. And everything she was saying, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, yeah, that's her. That's exactly what she does. That's exactly how I felt. That's exactly how we feel. It's just she just empowers. She empowers. She helps you be better. She helps everybody just do their best. I wish, you know, I pray one day we do a production again together and invite you into the set. That would be so fun because you just seem so nice. Like, you would fit right in. So you could see the energy. On my first day of filming, and this is how great Rachel is with picking people. It's just this thing she has. The first day I went to film, I immediately had to be in bed with our lead, Khalil McMillan. That was our first film. Just a bed. I'm not going to say anything else. You have to watch it. So I got there and I said, hi, nice to meet you. We're gonna go lie down. Perfect. But Khalil starts immediately singing my favorite song of all time, just out of nowhere. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Well, we gotta know.
Song? He started singing. He has a beautiful voice. He started singing Ordinary People by John Legend.
Nice.
And that is my all-time favorite. I have a top 10, but that's my all-time favorite. I hear that. I'm melting. It's beautiful. It's real. But he starts singing that. Then immediately I'm a very jokey, happy person, and everyone is joking around. Everyone's having a great time. Diamond, who did wardrobe, she's like getting me into at least some pajamas so I can have that, and she's getting me something to wear, and they're over there figuring angles, and there's mirrors. I don't know. There was a lot going on, but it was so much fun that it doesn't even feel like work. And it was because Rachel, Chad, and Scott just put together this amazing team that just worked so well together. And there is a scene in this gorgeous, I don't even know how they got this location, where this really beautiful club, a yacht club, you see all of us laughing and having fun and sipping mimosas. That wasn't real, unfortunately. But we're all laughing, and you have Christopher Mann and Amanda Diaz and Khalil McMillan, and even one of my friends, Lauren Cash, was there. Shout out, girl. We're all there, and we just had such a great time, and they're filming it. And we're really just laughing and joking and having fun. So if people think, oh, look, they look like they're having fun together. No, we were having fun together. And the whole time we're like, are we working? Are they rolling? Is this real? Like, are we working right now? Really? We get paid to do this. This is a blast. We had so much fun. And it was so real. It's real.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, we're up against the time, Syra, but man, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. And, you know, it's a fantastic movie, folks, What Death Leaves Behind. It is just a really, really good one. I want everybody listening to go out and just watch this film. It is fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, so much for your support and for your kind words. I absolutely love you. If you haven't noticed, I say the word love a lot. I love everybody, but you're just, oh my gosh, you're going to be one of my favorites. I already know it. Anytime. But thank you. Thank you for the support. And to everybody listening, go to whatdeathleavesbehind.com. Check out the showings. I hope you can make them. If you're lucky enough, you get to meet some of the cast. You get to meet the crew. You get to meet Rachel and Chad, Scott. And trust me, you will not regret it. You're really going to enjoy this one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those in the future that are working with Syra, if craft services is terrible, remember, she's a mom and she's got a snack pack in her purse. So
you know I do.
Prepared.
I really do. I have snacks and water at all times.
There's some tissue in there too. Run out of wind.
I'm ready. Rachel will tell you I'm ready. I have all kinds of things with me all the time.
Comb, pair of stockings. She's got it down.
Hey, if you want to know more about what I'm doing, they can follow me on social media. You just look ShiraBarton.com. So go to my website. You can follow Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You can friend me on Facebook. I love getting comments. I've been very
Absolutely.
Lucky.
Well, that's cool. And we'll put a link up on our show page also to Syra's website
Ooh.
As well. There you go. Very cool, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. And I was kind of joking earlier when I said I'm off for the weekend. Actually, technically, I shouldn't be. I should have a show tomorrow. But I took the weekend off because Danny and I, every October, it gets crazy for us. We go to usually go to Disney World for a few days or a week or so. Yeah, so in 2 weeks, we're doing that. And what that means is every spare moment I have before that, I'm working. getting everything finished and wrapped up and, new stuff. So when we get back, it's been like, didn't he go on vacation? He's got all this new work. Well, I did it ahead of time.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool. Well, this episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to, before I even get my little spiel there, I want to apologize to anybody that tried to call in tonight. Our host server, Blog Talk Radio, I got a little message from them about halfway through the show saying that their phone lines, the call-in phone line was having some issues. So I apologize about that. As I said, we will have links up to Syra's website and whatnot. If you have questions or anything you wanted to ask her,
definitely do it on social media and whatnot, and hers and mine, and I will let her know. But I apologize
about that.
Absolutely. This episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various podcasting platforms, including, we're even going to be on Pinterest. How about that? You can figure out how to make something out of a podcast into the show. It's fantastic. No, we really are.
That's perfect for me. Mommy over here, yes.
I have so many pieces of wood I've gotten out of the trash on Trash Night. I'm like, hey, I saw this thing on Pinterest. I'm going to save that and recycle it and, you know, be part of the solution, not part of the project. I need to have none of these projects. I don't ever have time for that. Anyhow, we're also on all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 of them. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Really helps me out when I'm talking to advertisers. Like and share our page. Keeps us up, our show. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And that's fantastic. Helps keep the lights on around here. You know, keeps me in honey buns. I love it. And it's all a good thing. I said that once and somebody sent me a whole case of honey buns. I couldn't. I was very happy. I didn't complain.
Ooh.
But I probably shouldn't be eating those. But I love them. Anywho, obviously you can tell I need to go grocery shopping tonight. Have a great one, everybody. We will see you on Monday next week. I know we normally don't do shows on Monday, but we're doing it next week. I'm doing a favor. So we will see you Monday. Have a great weekend and whatever it is you get up to. And I want to tell you, Syra, before I go, I forgot to say this and I wanted to. In case anybody has told you today, keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. You know, pleasure to watch you work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Aw, Jamie. Yeah, you're a favorite. you're up there. You're up there, man. You really are. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you. Just tons of love to you and all the listeners.
Absolutely. See you next time, folks.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.